Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett. This is Ryan. It's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. Lots of questions this week, and not necessarily about Ravens Steelers. Usually that's the big topic of conversation. Still some questions about that, but more people are talking about Ray Lewis. He's back in the building this week, eligible to return to the field of action in a couple of weeks against Denver, and people want to know, when's he going to be back on the field? And that's what we'll start with. Tom Chavis wants to know, even if he's able to get back on the field, should the Ravens play him right away, or do they wait until the playoffs?
I think as soon as Ray Lewis is healthy, then he's healthy, and you put him back out on the field. I think that he'll really kind of inspire that defense once he gets out there. He's the leader of that defense.
He still is very much leader of the defense.
Right, exactly. And I think that when you have, you know, you don't have a ton of depth at inside linebacker as it is. You have Danelle Ellerby, who's a little bit banged up. So they could use a guy like Lewis. You can't have enough good players. That's what Dean Pease told us. And I think you want to also give him a little bit of time to get his feet wet.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, maybe it's not you bring him back in there and you give him 80 snaps a game. Maybe it's more of a gradual thing. He plays half a game and he plays three quarters of a game. Kind of works his way up to the full load. So then once you get into the playoffs, then he's all the way back healthy. You know what? Even if he, you know, whenever he does come back this year, that's an amazing story. I mean, to have two guys, two of your leaders on your defense, Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis, go down with injuries that when it happened, people said, season over.
Right.
See, yeah,
possibly career over.
Yeah, possibly career
right.
over. Even for both of them, people talk about, will they ever be the same,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
And to have both of them come back in such a short amount of time, it's really pretty much amazing. That's the only word I can think of to describe it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, next question. This is more Ravens Steelers, more this week action. Michael Fradin wants to know about the guy who's hurt on the other side of the ball, Ben Roethlisberger. Their head coach, Mike Tomlin, said Ben's about 50-50 playing on Sunday. Will he be in or not?
Yeah, I think he will be in. I think the only way that Ben Roethlisberger isn't in is if it's 0-100, you know? I mean, if it's like 10-90.
You've seen enough of this guy play hurt?
Exactly. I mean, I've seen him get his nose broken by a karate chop by Haloti Ngata. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is one tough dude. You got to give him that, even if you're a Ravens fan and you don't like him at all. You have to acknowledge he is tough. So I think if Ben has any possibility, if he can throw the ball, which he's been doing.
That's my question. That's my point. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that he's out there. I know what you mean. It's one thing he played with a busted ankle last year. He played with a broken nose. But if you're a quarterback and you can't throw, you're not much use to your team. Right. 2 weeks ago, he was in a sling, you know, and he couldn't even really shake guys' hands, and he was really sore. They talked about a life-threatening
injury. He was talking about life-threatening injury. Typical Ben. Typical Ben, you know, I mean, life-threatening. But Mike Tomlin said, I didn't consider it life-threatening.
Right, but my point is that I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to be out there. He's got to be able to throw the ball. And if he takes a hit, they've got some banged up tackles on that offensive line. He's going to get the pass rush from the Ravens. The Steelers really want to put him out there and risk further injury in this game. And if he goes down in this game, he's not all the way back. They can pretty much kiss their season goodbye if he goes. You know, if he gets hurt again and he's done it for the season,
they would be in trouble. Yeah. That's for sure.
All right, third question is today. Bruce Kikorski wants to know about the Ravens' offense. Why are we so hot and cold? Why does Flacco seem unstoppable and then he's not able to complete a third down pass?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's been weird this year. You know, Flacco kind of gets on these stretches where he's just really hot. And then there's other times when the offense just goes into a complete skid. Mm-hmm. And Cam Cameron, I asked Cam Cameron that, and he said really it boils down to two things. It's false starts, it's pre-snap penalties that are just such like a nagging thing.
They've improved on that.
They have improved on it like recently, right, but they're still tied for eighth most in the NFL, mm-hmm. you know, so they still have a lot. And the second thing is converting on third down, which they also improved on in San Diego, converted half the time, 12 for 24. But before that in Pittsburgh, it was really a struggle. I think it was 3 for 21.
When it comes to these third down plays, you don't want to find yourselves in situations, we've been saying this all year, third and 15, third and 20. You know, that just backs you up. You don't want to find yourself in a fourth and 29 situation and need a miracle play from Ray Rice. You need to get kind of more third and manageable situations, and then you have your whole playbook to work with instead of just throw it up on a prayer.
And they have to do a better job in those situations, in those third and two, third and three situations. They haven't done a great job.
Yeah, you got to convert on those. Got to convert on those. All right, so those are a couple things to look forward to on Sunday against the Steelers, but it's definitely going to be a big game. So if the Ravens win on Sunday, they're in the playoffs. They don't need any help. So if that happens, of course, it'll be a very celebratory atmosphere at M&T Bank Stadium. All right, for all the coverage leading up to that game, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.